Good morning. This past week, Daf was Daf Samach in Maseches Ksubos in the fifth parak. We'll start on the Mishnah and the test on the days. The Mishnah says as follows: Ve'elam alocha isha oisa lebailam. These are shibudim. These are things that an isha is meshubad lebailo to do. That's certain shibudim are each go in either direction. The Gemara tells us that there are certain melochas that an isha is meshubedas lebailo, and the Mishnah enumerates teichenes v'oifem. The Gemara talks about teichenes, exactly what that entails. V'oifem, teichenem means the grinding process. Oif is baking, machabesis, washing clothing. Mivasheles, that's cooking food. Umnika is bino, and to mean menik, to nurse her child from him. Matzasle mito, that's preparing the beds, bedding, bed. For oise batzemer. And this is working with wool. This is producing the shesi and oriv that we referenced already too. Right? And really, this here lies the maisa yadayim. So the Mishnah chnis leshivcha achas loyichenes leif. If she brings in with her a shivcha that could do work, is Dr. Mishnah. These melachos, she personally is exempt because the shivcha will do them. And the Gemara discusses why the shivcha can't take over everything that she would have done. Right, that's surely got to ask. Right, we'll see the Gemara. Maybe next week we'll discuss that. So Dr. Mishnah, she brings in one shivcha, lo techenes lo yoifa lo yimachabes. Specifically, these melachas could be given over to the shivcha, but her responsibility personally lies in the other melach. Shtayim eme vashels meme nikas bino. Sholosh eme atzas lo yhamito ve'ein oise b'tzemer. The shivcha takes over these melachos, and basiyah b'tzemer, the ma'aseh yadayim, is produced by the shivcha. Now, at this point, it would seem like, okay, so that means everything in the mission that was mentioned, so she's a free bird. The mission says, abo yeshevis b'katedra. If she has four, then the Mishnah describes her as the free person that's relaxing on the couch all day. So you have to ask yourself also over here that she was really exempt by three. All right, so why is the couch first available at four? Okay, we'll see that.
Do you understand why Osa Betzemer is the last one she gets exempt from, or only after three shvachos? Mitzas Amisa, that maybe I can understand because it's like Beno the Veno. But I don't really understand why Tzemer isn't earlier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess. Right. We have to know in the first place what the order over here is. What's it based on? What is the order based on?
I'm just looking at it quickly, but could it be that a person has to eat before you worry about getting a new pair of clothing, right? So if you go through the order of what's more needed, it seems to fit, right? You have...
So But how do you understand? Because everything is being done, right? At the end of the day, everything is being done. The question is by her or by the Shivcha, right? So it would seem like things that we pass on to the Shivcha, or things that we don't pass on to the Shivcha, means that we want her to do them. So how would you explain that? Well, why do we want her to do these things rather than the Shivcha?
I mean, I don't know what Osa Betzemer is. I would have switched out with Manika. Like, I would have made Manika and Matzah Samisa last. Because they seem the most personal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But again, I don't know what Osa Betzemer is. Maybe that's why that's my problem, maybe. I don't know. It just makes me making clothes. That's shop.
I mean, it's not... I think it refers to the really making the Shesi in order, which is the Ma'asi Yadayim. That's what that refers to. Right? So... Not necessarily. It sounds like that if that's Ma'asei Yadayim, so that really it sounds like that translates into money. That's income, really.
Oh.
It's not even a question of making clothes. Necessarily.
Maybe it's the easiest job. So it's the one she wants to do most. Okay.
Yeah, I know. That's it. Like a different. It's a different type of thing, right? I mean, all these other things are needs in the house, pretty much. That would sound like just a woman's job, or type of thing that she could do to bring in income. That's what that seems to be.
If that's the case, I mean, when we say that he gets her Ma'asei Yadayim, is he allowed, he can force, according to this, that means he can actually force her to work?
That's what, that's what I mean.
Okay. There was a question about that earlier. It wasn't clear whether she,
I mean,
when whether she has the option, can say, okay, I'm taking your food, but I don't want to work, or and he only gets the Ma'asei Yadayim if she does work, or he can actually say, no, you have to go work.
We saw the Gemara Machlek is whether she could see any Nizayis v'any Eis, right. So that's what she's gonna do there, right? In other words, that she has the leeway on her Ma'asei Yadayim. If she has, if she's not taking Nizayis, then she doesn't have to give her Ma'asei Yadayim. If that translates into not working, that's possibly what it is. But if he gets her Ma'asei Yadayim, he could force her to bring in that income. Now, if she has in her bank account and she's going to give him that way, so it doesn't look like he could actually force her to do the work. But I think the point over there is that to bring in that income. If she is taking the mizaynus, then her part, her obligation is to give the Ma'asei Yadayim. So included in that is that he could force her to work.
Okay.
Yeah. Zogt mir schon Blazer immer a viel gnisle me schwoch is kaufe las is bit samer. Ich hab an tolle me vile de zima. So Blazer says, like he explains that not doing anything is not a good thing. People that are not occupied are prone Taveira. Shigi, right, this Mishnah says, Mishnah in Ovis, Toiv Derech Eretz, Toiv Toivim Derech Eretz, Shigi Ashneim Ashkach HaSoven. Right, that a person is involved, has a full day, full schedule, Shigi Ashneim Ashkach HaSoven, and that's what a person needs. So it's really a bracha, this at the Baruch Shleilim set up the world in a way that a person, has to work for a parnasa, because it's a big challenge, someone who has free time on his hands, and to use that time properly, as opposed to being pulled in a questionable direction. Now, right here also, right? What's the one that he says that Yisibit Samen? Right? Okay. Yisibit Samen.
It sounds like that also could be almost like in Kitzbah.
Well, there is an amount, right? That's the Chamesh Sloim's worth, right? That's the mission. That's her Ma'asi Yadayim. It's Ma'asi Yadayim, right?
I guess what I meant is that there's only once you cook enough food for your house, it doesn't make sense to cook more unless you're going to sell it.
Oh,
but
okay.
But Tzemer, you're right. It's right. She could stop at the Chamesh Sloim, but. She makes moser. If she needs a way to fill her day.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe that's right. That's good. Now, I guess someone's thinking practically over here. I mean, what happens as far as her responsibility after the child is older, when there are a few children, women get more busy taking care of their children. Now, is that part of the responsibilities over here or not? Manika, the responsibility of Manika is, even if theoretically someone else could do it, right? That's the, so is that just a taking care of the child at that stage? But included in that is taking care of the children, their needs as they get older.
Not sure what the world was like then. They didn't have dentist appointments, no carpool.
you see from the case where she gets divorced, she's not mukhievis to divorce. Right. She's not mukhievis
to be manic.
Right, so you see that it's like the ikar responsibility seems to be a mahazir. I mean, it seems like it's very different than nowadays. I don't know.
Well, see, we're talking about, and you're right, but we're talking about what her shibudim to her husband are.
Right.
So granted, you see, let's say by Minika, so whose responsibility is that the child should be fed, right? It's his. Her shiba to him might make it that therefore she has to take care of that. And when her shiba to him is non-existent, then it's the father's responsibility that the child gets fed. He has to take care of it, however it's going to be done. So what about, that's one, as far as taking care of the children, that's what one knows, who's shibud, is that part of her shibud or not?
I'm just saying that from there, it seems like life in those days was very different than...
Okay.
I don't know.
See, the truth of the matter is, I don't know, but all these situations are really, when you're getting down to the people don't want to do things, mm-hmm. and that's what it's costing, mm-hmm. right? But most of these things are you don't really have to be forced to do. It's understood that we do this, right?
I mean, it seems like beyond six, there probably wasn't any chiyuv at all on the parents.
Because
you were going to say because what?
Mm-hmm. I wasn't even talking about feeding, but that was, I mean, that's taka true. That is part of, or yeah, at least that, right, would continue. I was referring to Pasha taking care of them, right? I mean, you know, a child needs to be attended to. I mean, you know, it's you know, more than just, you know, just sitting there, but there's a lot to be done. A lot that needs actually to be done.
So a cartoon, they said, yeah, how about how long can you get the kids to the car?
I can't speak to it, so I'll.
No one can.
But it just seems as though, as time has gone on, kids become, and I'm including myself, become needier, longer in life.
That's true. But how early on are they self sufficient? It's hard to say that after their Nigmal, right?
No, so I agree. For sure, you know, at 2 years old, they weren't independent yet. So two to six is a question. It certainly seems like even by six, that a lot of these kids were, you know, just able to do stuff in those days. By 12, they were married, you know. 12, 13, they were married.
When did they go off your insurance?
Right. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. It definitely was a different world. Right. So, but you know, in principle, all these things apply today. The question is, how do they play out?
Oh, right.
Right, these kind of things, it is a little more difficult, but if you want to, you know, feel the practicality of this, you know, today, then you have to know how it translates in today's society, what the responsibilities, how it translates, and know what applies and what doesn't apply.
We do see the opposite, is that by the fact that part of the ksuvas is supporting the children, so it sounds like the in that aspect the mother was, you know, like the prime concern of the support of the children, and the father sort of had to be pushed into it, you know.
Okay, could be. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what was then? So Reb Lezer says he's concerned of batol mevil de zima, and therefore he says that oisei betzemer always is her responsibility. Reb Shmuel Miloimer af hamader sishtei milasis melocha yoyti viting subo shabatol mevil de shimon. Shmuel says that were a person to be ma decision lasis melocha, so in that instance, that it's really coming from him. So first of all, her responsibilities to him don't exist, and because of the nether, she's not allowed to do anything. Meaning to say that Reb Lezer was saying that her responsibility of oisei betzemer is never lifted, right? So he's working with the shibud of the molocha that she has, ma'as yadayim oisei betzemer, and he's saying that is never lifted. That's all he's saying, right? So his concern of zima says that there is of the molochas which an isha is required, which that shibud is never lifted because of the zima issue. But in a situation where there is no shibud anymore, like by neder, there's no shibud. So Reb Lezer doesn't have a new his mechayiv doesn't tell us that she can't exist not doing anything. Now, that you don't see from his sheet. He's just saying is that you can't lift the chiv. Rav Shimon is going a step further, and what I'm saying is that such a situation we can't allow to exist. I mean, he's coming for a different reason. He's Shabbat Mevila de Shimon. This is the emotional makeup of a person needs to have some kind of constructiveness. Someone that doesn't have any melacha, madas ishtay melasis melacha, it's yotzi beating suba. Yotzi, man, has to be motzi her because this kind of life is it's destructive. Yotzi beating suba. And his concern is because of Shimon. Shimon, it would seem like the concern of Zima is not something. That concern is not something that would be mechayv the yotzi v'itin k'suva only because of a concern of Shimon. That's a basis for yotzi v'itin k'suva.
What's the difference? I mean, I can understand maybe Shimon, it's a problem on her. She doesn't want to be bored, and he asked her to work. But Zima, you would think, if she's going to go out and do, if she becomes usher to her husband, you would think, if we're worried about Zima, she's going to be usher to her husband. He should have to be motzier, no?
I mean...
Or it's just a chashash.
I mean, definitely a chashash, right? It's definitely only a chashash. Right? Definitely only a chashash. So I don't think that's what we're... we're concerned that she'll end up being nested to her husband. I don't know if that's the point. I think the point over here is that it brings to negative things. Right? There's probably a process till you actually get to that thing she will nest on her husband. I don't know if that's what it is, but Akoponim. So the one is an avera issue, and one is a self destruct on the person themselves. So I mean, I can hear that if you're chayish for it's not just the boredom that we're talking about, Asher Shigoyin, right? It brings to an emotional breakdown. So that's Taka Real Sakona. I could hear that if that's taka a basis, if that's what you're concerned about, I hear that that's a basis not to allow the situation to continue at all.
Okay.
But whereas Zima, if the concern of Zima is that's like we said before, that chashash is only a reason to keep shibudim which already exist, in stated. But it's not such a chash, which will not allow the situation to remain.
Okay. So according to, let's just go back. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he can't be mochel this thing. She's chayav to do the tzemer, and he can't be mochel it, and he can't. What if he's moderate her? I mean,
so according to what I was saying, that I was telling you that her shibud is not nifter through bringing in shvach. That's what I'm saying over. You want to know? Let's say he specifically is moichelit, or by the same token, right? He's mad at her. I was telling you that he would hold that. She does not have to do it. That's what it would seem like to me. He's not chayish for Shimon. That's what it looks like, that he's not chayish for Shimon. So it's only Zima. It's only Zima. That's your concern. So I was understanding that's only because her shibud is here, which basically means that he wants her to to keep her shibudim, and she's taken off her shibudim through bringing in shvachas. So on that, the Mishnah says that she can't take her off her shibud from this shibud because of that concern. So that's why, according to the way I was understanding, that if he's moichalit, you know, so then I don't see that the shibud should not be able to come off through mechila.
Okay.
And that's how I was explaining it.
Okay.
It would seem like that there's a machlekes about Mader Ishtay, right? Reb Lesser does not hold of Mader Ishtay, and Ring will be saying that even Mader Ishtay.
Okay, I hear
the
way you're saying it.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if it was Mader as Ishtay, he wouldn't have to divorce her. She just would be exempt from doing any malacha, and he wouldn't have to divorce her.
I would think so. Yeah, that's how I'm understanding.
Sorry, did you hear the answer? I'm just moving you around for a second. Eliyahu, did you hear the answer?
I heard the answer.
Okay,
I hear. I'm on mute most of the time. I only take it off mute when I want to say something.
I heard
the answer.
Okay, good.
Okay, let's see. Zogt Rashi. Oifer pass. Right? Someone was asking me what's added with this. Someone wanted to suggest that maybe her responsibility is taka only to bake pass, not other things. Right? You know, pass is a staple, right? So we have other things from work, a delicacy, cakes and cookies. That's not her responsibility. You know, she doesn't want to have it. She doesn't want it. She doesn't have to. Okay. Shtaim zok rashi. Shtaim enim vashels. Bimor poruch amai lo iftir amikul b'chodeshiv shoshechnitz b'mkoyim. Bimor asks the obvious question that, I mean, all these malachis are apparently something that one person could do, right? Because when she has no shvachah, she's mechuyev to do all these things. So now she brings in the shivchah, so the shivchah should take her over. Why is she still doing? Why is she still meshubin? Let's see. Rashi yeshevis bekatedra loy titruch b'shviloi. So this Rashi says something over here. Right? What does Rashi say? Rashi says that when she has four, now she's Yeshev v'katedra. What does that mean? What does that mean? Rashi, what this means is that even things which are not mentioned in the Mishnah, lower level tircha things, bringing him something from one floor to the next to the house or wherever it is, such a thing like that, at this point she doesn't have to do. So that would imply that in the previous level when she has three, so just the things from the Mishnah she's exempt. But there still are other things that she would have to do, and therefore she's on call. Right? So she doesn't have the leisure of katedra. When she has four, so now she has another shifcha that could do, take her over for those. So now at this point, actually that's what Rashi means to speak out. Right? And Rashi specifically referring to things which are on top of what it says in the Mishnah.
It's a chiddush. And in fact, if Tosfos doesn't argue, you assume they're maskim, right?
Well, let's see. What does Tosfos say? No. Right, I mean that's mevur. Taisus maybe mentions. Arba yeshevus katedra. I've got the shalosh nami ena oisik kol malacha yeshevus guba mishnah. That's the question. Asks Taisus. Well, in even already three. So what's added by four? You know, if we're giving her the couch, we should give it to her at three. Why are we first giving it to her at four? Mikol mokam oisik malachas ktanah shebebayis shloi hos guba mishnah. So Taisvis says that there still are Mlochas Ktanis. He doesn't tell us exactly what these are, but there's still Mlochas Ktanis Shebebayis that she has to do. Taisvis also refers to Vigrami Archi Parchi, the Gemara. We'll see about that. Attending to Orchim. It also makes this point. Right? If there is some kind of fine-tuned machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, I don't know. I didn't pick it up. But you know, how to understand the Mishnah, right? That's what they're agreeing on. That the Mishnah itself is hinting toward the fact that there are other things which were not mentioned. Only mentioning, like Tosfos says, Loch is gedolis. That's the Mishnah saying, but definitely other things are from the responsibility. Right? So, when I guess you see over here, Tosfos doesn't tell us exactly what the examples are. Rashi mentions Lahaviloi. Right? See, so we see from over there that it's not only a nice thing to do, but it's from the responsibilities. I guess that should be looked at from the woman's point of view. I don't know if that's such a healthy thing for the husband to look at that like that. Back upon him, but there are responsibilities. Taka, interesting. Now you mentioned the ksuba, right? In the ksuba, is the shibudim that the husband has to the wife. Going into the marriage, I don't recall any specific point in by the chasna where the kala accepts upon herself her responsibilities. Okay, let's see. Zok the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Techenes akadaitov. Ask the Gemara. Misha says that one of the things that she does is techenes. Techenes. To grind the wheat kernels. Techenes akadaitov. Now, what's the question here? Zok Rashi. Hamayim hamagaglin ha'ifin v'teichen. Hamagaglin ha'ifin v'teichen. Zok Rashi, the basis of the Gemara's kasha is that I guess most places had some kind of apparatus that the actual grinding itself took, you know, what was done water powered. So why is the Mishnah saying that she has to do it? Why should she have to do it if it's not necessary for a person to do? Zok Mor Ela Ema Mitachenes. Mitachenes. Now, what changed with this? Zok Rashi, mechina. Mitachenes means mechina tzorich etchina. She's not actually doing the actual grinding. That avad is being done by the water power. Mechina tzorich etchina. She's just doing the preparations. Mechina tzorich etchina. Noisnose ba'afacheses v'keiletes akemach. It sounds like much it's the preparation before and the follow-up afterwards. Koiletes hakemach, that would sound like after it's ground, right? And the flower comes out, she's catching it. She's, putting the receiver there, catching it when it gets full, right? Put another one, whatever is necessary. And she's putting in the kernels into the machine. That's what she's doing. I guess that's what, you know, maybe by us today it's not a water powered machine, but you know what, we have a lot of machines to do things, but whatever that, so no one's, you know, doing, but whatever her responsibilities are, let's say mechabeses, right? Mm-hmm. Right, to clean, right? Today no one's you know, rubbing the clothing together in the lake, but that's the same thing over here. That putting the load in and taking the load out, switching into the dry, and all that. That's the responsibility. That's a responsibility.
Yeah.
Zokt gemor bei sema brechai di yodo. So krashi bei sema loilam techenes hi atzmo di yodo rechayim shel yad. Rechayim shel yad. Which means in a place, in a situation that you don't have something else. So if this is what's being used, then she has to do that. Just reading the taste of this read. It sounds like maybe it has to do with what's done. What's the minig to do in that place?
So the tochenes in the very beginning, that we're imagining that she's like taking a stone and hand beating the flower, and then the Gemara gives, you know, two answers that
So actually, I thought that the Gemara was working with this. With this machine, so the Gemara was asking, so why we, like, it would sound like as if, like, you know, we turn off the water power, and you know, and well, she, like, she has to move
like,
the wheel,
like a chamur, you know, like an animal.
Yeah, right. It's affecting more one second, but you know, it's hooked up to the water power. Like, why did we dafka one shut off the power that she should do it? Mm-hmm. Right, so that's what the Gemara means. That's what I understand the word was saying.
Yeah. So would you say this is not an Ika de Amri, like two different answers? It's in two different situations.
Yeah, I think so. Right. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. No. Right. We don't mean to say that her responsibility, wherever she is to use a handmill. Right. And same kind of question. Now, I mean, once we're Taka getting into the specifics over here, I would assume, if I'm not making a mistake, that the apparatus that the Gemara is talking about, this water power thing, is that something that everyone had such a thing, or there was, you know, and the town had its apparatus, and people would come to use it, right? That's what it was done. Now, if that's so it would make sense to say that there was a charge to use it. And if that's so whose responsibility is that to pay for that? Right? If her job is the techenes, it's her responsibility to do it. The more we're just asking that, you know, that there's no reason for her to manually do it if the way it's done is powered by something else. Okay, granted, but who's paying? Who's paying for the slot? All right, one could think about that. Okay, Lumazen.
So sorry. What did you say? Another question. What was Boaz doing when Ruth came to him? That was an earlier. That was not the Tochen. That was like the Disha.
That is a process that's done before.
Okay.
Right, the Beidori. Right. That was
So that would be the Ben's responsibility. Doesn't, because it's before it gets to the household. That's like before they sell it.
Yeah,
he was in that.
Right,
that was his business.
Techenes, right? Techenes, right. Techenes. That's Umzen zot gemor. Ma'astis in lechabchia, the ton of chia. Eni she'el yoifi, eni she'el lebonim. Zot gemor, our mishnah is not lechabchia. Rabchia would seem to say that an isha does not have shibudim to malacha. Ein isha el liyayif, ein isha el bonim. that is what a person has from his wife. Not more than that, as far as melachos are concerned. Another memra along those lines. On the contrary, there, right, this would sound like that his responsibility to her to supply her with tachshitim. Now, Tony Rab Chia, and if we're saying that it's not like the Mishnah, so Tony Rab Chia probably would mean we're referring to a Braisa, and if Rab Chia could argue on the Mishnah himself. Now, Taisus says as follows. So Taisus, Tony Rab Chia, any shall yefi, loy polog elo atechenes for oife. Umenika es bino v'kayetze ben shemakhishus yoifyo. Taisvah says that this Rav Chiya argues is only on things which are a contradiction to what he's saying over here. So I mean, Taisvah is on saying a little bit different. Not that all one has from his wife is Yaifya Bonim. But since a person is the Yaifya of his wife is something that he has or she has the right to maintain, so that's why there are no malachas, because that's a contradiction to that. If it's Makhish Yaifya,
Just isn't just saying that he can be. Meaning, Chazal could have thought that he could be mochad because he prefers her to have yofi. So those things that are going to take away her yofi, so he'll be mochad that. But they don't be saying that. He's saying that she doesn't even have a chiyuv. It sounds like the yofi is something. It's not something that's for the baal. It's her herself. She wants it in order that you hear what I'm saying. You hear my problem?
See, before the Tosis, I would have understood that better. What I would attach to the Mar means that all he has from her is Yafia. That's all he could expect from her,
huh.
Right? But in the first place, there's no chiv malacha. Now Tosis says that that's essentially there really is a chiv, or there is a chiv of malacha. Now which malachas? So the Yafi plays a role. In which malachas? So now, what does that mean? That means that malachas which contradict that yoifi. So who's the yoifi for, right? If the yoifi was for him, so why should that detract? Let him decide, like he's saying, right? Right. So how do you?
The way I understood it is that when the Chachamim set up a marriage, right, Tanit Rabbi Chiyu is saying that they wouldn't have done things that would take away from what's essential from the marriage. So therefore, it wouldn't have been put on a woman, a malacha, that would take away from her yofi.
Mm-hmm.
But the yofi is what, the lashon of the Gemara is the yofi is what the husband wants or deserves or wants, however you want to say, from the marriage.
Okay, I hear that, Nusuch. Mm-hmm. So there, now what does Taisvis say? Taisvis says, therefore, Avol oise betzemer loipolik. It would seem that this is where Tosis is really coming from. That it would be hard to say that he argues on the whole Maisi Adayim. That seems to be everyone agrees that there's a responsibility in Maisi Adayim. So then, what would the difference be? So on that Tosis is saying the chiluk is things which are machish yafya. Now, if that's so, so that means that what Tosis is saying is that the asiya b'tzemer sounds like it's a not such an exerting job, more so than other things in the Mishnah, right? Okay, no, let's try it out. Let's see how it is. Right, matchenes. I mean, when the Gemara is a kopolin, the first situation in the Gemara when the grinding is being done by the machine itself, so she just putting it in, catching, doesn't seem like it's necessarily so strenuous.
There's a lot of flour in the air. She gets it all on her face.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I don't have to use the imagination to understand how that works.
But you got to understand the order a little bit better than according to Tosfos. So she gets out of the things that are going to be machish yofi before she gets out of the other lighter stuff.
Okay, that's a possibility. Mm-hmm. Right, and this is also where you see. You know, if it wasn't simple, you know, the first time you learn this, Asiyas Semer, right? Like maybe even Taka, you know, some people understood. Maybe you know, it's in the list. You know, it would sound like maybe this is just you know, tending to the needs of the house, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, and the mission which talks about Mighty Dam, maybe something else. But Akopan, but you see from this thesis over here. That is all. It's all one thing, right? Because that's the Tosfos equates. The Tosfos says that she's Oisa B'tzemer because definitely Reb Chiya agrees to her responsibility of Ma'asi Yadayim. It's Hachas Mezainis, right? So the Tosfos is clearly equating the two things. Okay, Lo Mezen. Let's see further. Zoktim, look more further. That the Mishnah says that Neishas Meshubed is to be Manik the child, is not like Beishamek, because the Braisa talks about a case when Isha made a neder not to be Manik. Beishamek says, Shemetes Dan Mipiv, that she's not Manik. The neder is chal, she's not manik. And if she will be mishubedes, then the neder wouldn't be chal in the first place. Beis Hillel kaif a minikasa, right? That's Beis Hillel says that he could force her. The neder is not chal. Zok the price of item in zgarsho ain't kaif. According to Beis Hillel, that she's mishubedes to him. To be manic, but that's only while they're married. And this garshom einoi koifa, he can't force her anymore. Vim hoy makira noisin lo schorum. Vikoifa umanikasa neasakonum. Zok the braiso that at a point in this garshom, when her shibu doesn't exist anymore, because that's a shibudim ben ishli ishtoi. So she's not mishubed anymore to be manik. However, if the child is makir the mother, Rashi learns that means Rashi says that he's not being manik from anyone else. That's what Rashi says. He recognizes his mother, and he only wants to be manik from the mother, and he's. And the child's not manic from anyone else. So if this is the situation, then he could force her and pay her. So now this forcing is different than the forcing while she's married. While she's married has that's the shibudim of ishlishta, like we spoke before that. One of the things that she's meshubah to him in is to feed the child, which is really, you know, his responsibility, and she's meshubah to him to take care of that to do that, in a, to follow just like all the other things that she has to, you know, wash and bake and cook. But when she's not married to him, she has no mechiyuvim, so that doesn't exist anymore. Now, this that the Mishnah says, then hoy makira, this luchar is a different halacha. This is a halacha, really, which applies to anyone. That if, that because of a situation of sakana, so the chiv to that, not so much that she's mishuvud to him for that, but she's mechiyev to the situation. I would understand that's what the chiv is. However, that doesn't exempt from a charge. A service was done, right, and therefore one could charge for the service, even though they're mechuyev to do it. That's not necessarily contradiction, because when the Torah says that you got to do it, it just means that you have to carry it through. But that doesn't talk to the payment as far as the service was concerned. So while she's married, since she's mishubed, so she can't charge for her service. That's what her chiyev is. When she's not married anymore, so that's when she could charge for her service. Well, if she just doesn't want to do it, so that's what this price is saying. That being that she's the only one around, she's not, you know, the Hatzolah member who happens to be, you know, available right now. So then you got to do it, right? You want to charge, you could charge. That's the understanding over here.
I would have preferred the Gemara to say kofin.
I mean, well, why are we relating it to him?
Right.
It's more like Bezdin.
Right.
Mm-hmm, okay. Yeah, is the order is also a subtle ha'or over here. The order that the Braise says, Nois neschor v'koifa, umani kase. Is that any reason why that should be dafka? They have a prepaid, it has to be prepaid. And Nois neschor v'koifa, I would have thought that the koifa would have been first.
Right.
And then you pay for the service.
Mm-hmm.
He might never pay if he doesn't pay before him.
Okay.
It's your son too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a strange part of the whole one.
Right. Yeah. So where the Gemara right now is going, the point of the Gemara was that Beis Shammai, who says that the neder is chal, would seem to be that she's not meshubet him. If she was, the neder shouldn't be chal in the first place.
I guess that's an interesting question. Is what if it wasn't the son? Let's say, one of the shifcha was feeding her, and then she gets set free. And you know, can you force her, or is that?
Can you force a menekes who been a case of makir?
Right.
Yeah, the question came up. I personally think yes.
Well, let me hear that question again.
Is if a menika, wants to retire, and it's a child that is makira, so now we have a sakana, can she be forced? You know, okay, we're paying you, but you have to show up.
the manika.
Yeah, there's a manika for 5 months, and she wants to go do something else, but the baby's makira.
So, according to our understanding, the makira is not any different than the nisgarsha, I would think.
That's what I also think, because it's a case of sakana. It has nothing really to do with being the mother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Good point. Okay. Yeah.
So you're talking about the Tanayo kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're coming back to a different topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Zolta Gemara, the Mishnah, that Lechot Beisham does not agree to Mishnah. Because if Beisham agreed to the Mishnah that she's Meshubah to be Manik, so then that there wouldn't be Chal in the first place. Right? She's not, it's not in her power. And Zolta Gemara, no. Afitem Beisham, Hoch Maaskin, Kanshinodra, he, Fekayim Lohu. Zokt Moratis. No, it's not a contradiction. Really, Beis Shammai agrees with the Mishnah that she's Meshubedes, and what we're talking about over here is that she made the neder, and the husband was Mekayim the neder. And this is a general Shiloh that we have by Alma, that in such a situation, she makes the neder, but he's Mekayim it. So, the Gufa neder she made, it only exists because he was Mekayim it. He could have nullified the nether. So, who do we see is the responsible for the nether? V'kasav v'shamay hu noisin etzba ben shineho. This is describing that Beishamay holds that he's the one who we view him as the nether, and in this situation. What that means is that even though she doesn't have the power to make the neder, but by him being mekayim, so he's the neder and he's the one who's the bailam on this chus, and that's why it's chal. But it's hil savri he nos neesba ben shineho. That even though he was mekayim, but since the ikar haneder she made, so she's the one who's making the neder. So therefore, it's dependent on whether she has the ability. Whether she's the owner on this chus that she's making neder against, and she's not, so therefore it's not chal.
Is this something that the husband can be meichel, just be meichel that she can't, that she doesn't have to be yodik the ben or any of the other things in the Mishnah?
B'chayra, if these are. It's really like a monetary hishtablus that she has to him. That's what these things are. So l'chor and mechila should help.
I have a different question on this, but when you're done thinking.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Now, like this, I'm going to point out something over here in this Gemara. So it would seem over here that what the Gemara is saying is is that this neder that was made over here, fundamentally, she doesn't really have the ability to make such a neder. It's not within her jurisdiction. But the reason why might be chal is because we see the neder as being really made by the Baal through his kiyum, right? and that's how it's chal, and that's Beishamai Shita. Now, if you look in Tosfos says
it's as if the husband made the nether?
Yeah.
So, I mean, then the chalos is really at the time when the Baal decides not to be made for it, and that's.
Okay. This is the point that we're heading into right now, right?
Okay.
Tosfos says as follows. See the bottom Tosfos. Going to Nodra, he v'kayim lahu. So Rashi, she'osra hanoas hanoka al atzmo. So Tosfos says that what the Gemara means over here is Tosfos shifts over here. The oifen haneder, she'osra hanoas hanoka al atzmo. She really asks it on herself that she can't be nene from the Hanoch. She hinene spanok hidom lakamon. But the Gemara later on says that she's nene, and that's the basis why if he doesn't want her to be manik, she could. Tais quotes the Gemara. Huamir shle lahanik v'yamir lahanik shemin lom shem saridido. And with another maramachum Tais brings. Gemara on Shabbos. I'll read quickly. Zokta is Avalekal Meimar the Osra Hanos Nikosa Olov. But it can't be that the nether that she's making, that she acid on him what he benefits from her Hanoka. Kivin the Mishabdolo.
The him is the baby or the him is the husband?
The husband. Kivin the Mishabdole. She's Mishabdole to the husband. Ein hanedah chal. That's what Tosfos says. V'hashta pligi, and this is the machlokes. V'shamay sabi hu nois and etz ben shinel. Hilchach ene kaifa lohonik. Pirush lahaskir menekes. Vaisil Savi, he knows Nasavin Shineva, Kaifla Honik, Shitask Laminekis, Vaitais Lake Suba. So Tosfos sort of changes around the Gemara a little bit over here. And Tosfos says that the neder that was made is Sha'osra Hanoas Hanoka Al Atzma. And once that's so now the issue really over here is who is responsible to make to hire a menekes. Now
the lashon of the price doesn't sound that way because it says shtometas dad mi piv, which sounds like Beis Shammai says the issue. The question is, can she stop nursing herself? We're not discussing hiring an outside menekes. And Basila says, no, kofo menigasa. We force the wife to nurse the baby.
Mm-hmm. Right. So Tosfos is saying that in Ochanan that there's a new translation of the Braisa. Now, what I just want to point out over here is like this, where does that all come from? Why is that so? The Tosfos says that it can't be speaking about as we thought in the first place. Kivin the Mishab Delay in an Edechal. We're going right now that everyone holds that she's Mishubedes, so the Neder would never be Chal. Now, if you look at the Marsha over here, the Marsha asks,
meaning she can't get out of her chiyuv to be menek the boy, so because she has a chiyuv to the baal, so she has a chiyuv to menek the boy. The netter that she's making is on her hanah, so when she can't have the hanah, she can't do it herself, but she's still mechuyuv
right
to get it done.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what you're
exactly right.
Okay.
Now,
that's how Tosfos is explaining it.
I think yeah, that's right.
Right, that's uh-huh. Tosfos explaining. But it all roots from the fact that were she to make the nether like Mara originally thought, that she is asering the Hanoas Hanoka on her husband, that she can't do. Now the Marsha asks that why is that so? I mean, if Beis Shammai holds that hu noisin es ben shinel, which we view that he's making the nether, if that's what it means, so fine. So then, you know, so basically he's the one who made the nether. If you make the nether, it will be chal.
They're not understanding it as a mechila Tosfos. That's really his question. He wants to say it's like the Baal being mochel. But Tosfos sounds like they're saying it's not like a mechila. He's not being mochel. When he's maskim to the netter, he's not being mochel her shibud to do the manika gets done. He's mochel her specifically doing it.
Well, one second, let's see. I mean, is it even a mechila?
Or he's makabel. Her doing it. He's not mocha.
See, let's see. The Marsha asks, if you see the Marsha over here, last Marsha on the afternoon test, the Marsha
mm-hmm.
You see what that is? It's the last mashon daf nun tes. Tes on beis. You have a masal gaim shenodro. So he says, keep the mishab the late and the chal. Yesh ledaktik. Right, that is a question. Right, one could ask the following question. Nehidim mishab delay, granted that she's mishubid, become up, and given the kayim law, since he's mekayim, am I in the chal? In fact, Mashah. So that means Mashah is asking that once the Gemara is saying that Beishamai holds that who knows Nesa Ben Shineho, so even if the nether is made in a way that she's meshubah to him, but this halacha of who knows Nesa Ben Shineho is that it becomes his nether. If it's his nether, so he could make such a nether. That's what the Mashah asks. Now, when we get to what Michael was saying before, raising a good point, that at the time that she makes the nether, so in this scenario, if the nether wouldn't be chal yet, because in this case over here, since she's mishubit, no, but now when he comes and he's mekayim, so now it'll be equivalent to him making an ed, and it should be chal. That's what the Mashah is understanding. Now, if you look over, see, it's in the Mashah, there's a little hay in parentheses over here. That's the kind of the aim, which is directly under the Mashah, on top of that line, which separates the Mashah from the Maran, the Mashal. So if you find over here, Ois Hey, right, which is the last one over here. Nun Beis. Nichtav Betzida. Right, this is a side note. Nira, the Kabbalah Sat Taisvis, he's explaining what Taisvis means in answer to the Mashah's question. Kiven the Mishab delay v'loy chal haneder klal el aide sheyikayim lo, he says, since she's Meshubit, and therefore the nether can't be chal at all, only through this that he's Mekayim, su ein loymar dihinos na etzba ben shineho. Then already it's not going to help. Kivan de mikoyach nidrali chal klal. V'dafka b'shechal hanede el yochel hofer shaykh lemar dihinay senes. Dihinosna. So the Karim is explaining over here, and he's touching on a fundamental shayla. Right? This halacha of who knows an et ben shineo, which the nether is related to him. What does that do? So he's saying that like this, that the Marshal was understanding, as we explained before, that what that really could do is that could relate the entire nether to him, and as if he's making the nether. So if that's so even if the nether was expressed in a way of breaking a shibud that she has to him, which really she can't do, granted, but now that he comes along and he's mekayim it, so we see that he's making that nether, and he could make that nether. If he would have expressed that nether, it definitely would have been chal. So now I dekiyim. So the entire nether really is starting from him. It's all the whole kiyim of the whole existence, right, of the nether is really him. He's sort of using her words, and he's making the nether by being mekayim, really by sort of agreeing that he wants that nether, and now that nether is first being instituted by him. That's what the dinner of Hu Nosan Etzva Ben Shineh could do, according to the Mashon. That's why he's bothered by this question. Why is Tosfos changing the case? Kainerim explains to us that Tosfos, you see from Tosfos, not like that. That the din of hunas and etzem menshinel is really just a halacha that if the neder has the ability, she has the ability to make a neder, but and no, he could have been mefer that neder. So that's the halacha, that from the fact that he could have been mefer and now he was mefer. So we relate the responsibility of the neder to him. That's what it means. But he can't create a neder yesh meyayin with his kiyum. Only a neder which itself she has the ability to make. He has the ability to be made first. Now the question is, the fact that he had the ability to nullify the nether, so this that the nether today is in existence, who do we look at it? And on the one hand, she made the nether. Lidach Kisa, that mitzad, her making the nether, didn't have to be here because he could have been made for it. So this that he was mekayim it, you know, is the nether related to him? That's all that could be. But if she made a nether that she doesn't have the ability to make, and just want to use her words as the words of the neder that we want him to make through his kiyum, the dinner of hunas and esmi shenel is not going to create a neder from scratch. And that's why Taisa says, therefore we have to be talking about the type of neder that she bethim has the ability to make, and that's what the basis of the whole Taisa is. I just wanted to point out this shiloh over here, really in the halacha, it's a general halacha, we find this machlekes comes up a number of times, and this dinner of hunas and etz for ben shineo, what does that do? Marsha understands that it could create an entire nether with that. And the Kainerim is saying that, no, you see from the face, it's not like that. It can't create a nether. All it can do is that a nether that she b'etzim has the ability to make. Just the question is that what bearing does it have, the fact that that he could have been made for? So today, the nether, existence of a nether has to do with him. So what bearing does that have as far as, you know, whatever halachas we find by Amal, you know, Yaitzi Yitzing Suba, like the Gemara, Gemara mentions over here in the Hemshech HaGemara. So that's why I wanted to point that. Yeah. Okay.
You should call. First of all, you definitely worked out virtually everything I was going to ask. So thank you. So we did have a gevar earlier that said that he doesn't have to be mefer when there's a shibud, right? There was the Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And the Tanakhama said he doesn't have to be mefer at all, and Rabbi Akiva said because of Hadafa he has to be mefer, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said because of, you know, Achar Gerushin. But according to everybody, when there was a Shibud, he didn't even have to be mefer.
Right.
So according to the Marsha, that's talking only in Beis Hillel. But according to Beis Shammai, Hitaka would have had to be mefer, because if he wouldn't be mefer, it's like Yehu Nasan Etzba Ben Shinel.
One second. Let's hear that again. If you hold Hu Nasan Etzba Ben Shinel, it gives us. Now, is not being mefer and being mekayim the same thing?
Oh.
Or those are two different things?
Oh, I guess I thought they were the same thing. Maybe that, okay, I hear.
Right. I mean, I think over here, especially Quentin Marsha, if he's making a nether, so where is his making of the nether? The her that has the law in his kiyum, right?
So he has to actually say, okay, shkoch.
Whatever kiyum
whatever
is.
The word is, right?
Whatever kiyum is.
The English says there's two ways to make kiyum. Either he says I agree to the nether, or he waits till the day passes, and he only has one day biyom shamo to be made for it. And if he's not made for it on that one day, he's mekayim it by being quiet for that day.
Mm-hmm. So that's a good point. In the second oifen, would that be sufficient? Would that be sufficient to create a nether? This is very Nidorim Shilas, Nidorim mechanics. That is that a different mechanic? or not, right? So we'll have to hold off for that. But
can I ask a question about the Tosfos?
Okay.
According to Tosfos, she's answering the Hana that she gets from the Hanukkah.
Right.
So, therefore, her netter should not make it that she's not going to pay for the wet nurse. What is, if she has a chiv to get this child nursed, so then automatically she should have to pay for the wet nurse. She's not saying it that she's not going to give hana to the husband or to the baby. She says she's not going to get hana for herself. So it should be pasha that she should have to pay for somebody else to be mating the child. And the nether should be kind, because her nether doesn't go against what her chiv is to the husband or to the baby. The chiv is to have the baby nursed.
Let's see, according to the Tosfos, the nether beds in his chal, Lavos, he could have made for it. He wasn't made for it. So he's playing a role, in this nether. By him playing a role, he's playing a role in this nether. So let's see, she made a nether, right? Granted that this nether that she made is not mevatel her shibud, she won't do it, and that's him, she'll still be responsible to pay for it. Now the Shalik Mar is the husband's involvement in this nether. The fact that he was mekayim it, so how does that affect it? He's the one that we see that the nether has its existence. Meaning to say that if he would have been made for it, then she personally would have to be manic. She personally would have had to be humanic.
What, she wouldn't have the option to hire a wet nurse?
One second. Is that the issue over here? The shaila over here is who now that she can't do it, who is responsible to pay? But it's,
the child might be makira, and if the child's makira,
so yeah. Let's not mix in makira right now, right? We just want let's just work out what Taisus says. Taisus says she made the nether betzim she has the ability to make. The nether that she made would just allow her not to do it, but she would still have to get someone else to do it. Rather, it would be mashma over here that only because of the nether she could do that, but without a nether she couldn't just decide to have someone else do it, and she'll pay. That's what it's mashma with. Yeah?
I mean, when she brings in a shivcha, she can have the shivcha do it, so why would... saying, oh, I want to bring in a temporary shivcha, I'll pay for her to come in and be a menekes. Why would that be any different?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think we could explain it. But
okay, fine.
But no, first we have to verify whether it's true or not.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not
okay.
Not so sure.
I thought the whole goal of Tosfos is to get around the problem that
how in the first place, right?
Right. So
right.
So if the Shibud wouldn't stay there, then what has he gained? You know, what has he gained by switching the type of netter? I think what I'm understanding is the reason why the nether stays is because the shibud still exists on her, right? Which would seem like she has that option.
The shibud exists, but no, because she made original netter of Hana, not to get rid of the shibud. Her netter wasn't to get rid of the shibud; it was that she shouldn't get Hana. Fine. The Baal now comes along, and he's Makayim, or not, he's not made for that net, or however it works. So now she can't even, but in the process of doing that, he's also mochel her.
Right.
According to whatever, that sheet to this, she doesn't have to pay for it. It's not that was part of the original netter that he's Makayim. It's just that because he is nosen etzba ben shineha, that part of his being Mekayim, her netter, not to get Hana, is also Mechila on... That's the way I'm understanding
right.
how Tosfos
But going back to the case where she did make a netter, and she just wants to Mechila hire someone to nurse the baby, you would think that you'd have to say that she does have that right.
Okay, maybe. I'm not sure.
That was really the question that he was coming to
right.
bring a riot to. That was the question. Does she have the right, that Shiloh, does
right.
she have the right to bring in a Menekes to take her over in the first place?
Okay.
Now, Shlomo is saying that if she did not, then Taisus is not gaining anything. Right, that's where you're going. Changing the netter doesn't help.
Let the repeats what I'm thinking because I'm not
understand
sure myself.
Is that right?
Is
I'm not
that?
Sure why that's so.
Yeah.
Right.
You're saying if she can't bring in a menekes, she doesn't have the right because she absolutely has to do it herself. Then,
so then her making a. And that she's not doing it doesn't have any legs to stand on.
So we have to know really what the type of net that Tyson is talking about. Why is it get around the problem? Is it because her shibud is intact, or because since she's making a nether in a way that's not contradicting the shibud, and that's why it could be chal, even though at the end of the day the shibud or maybe part of the shibud is affected.
Can I give a mashal from something we had 2 weeks ago?
Okay.
You see that when she says Konam Mashin Yoselucho, right? And we said in the end of the day that Konam is Mafkia the Shibud, right? So in general, let's say you owe somebody has a Shibud on your Karka, and you say this Karka is Konam on you. Now you can't get rid of that Shibud. Somebody has a Shibud on your land because they lent you money. You can't just say I'm your Shibud's gone. I'm Mavatl your Shibud. Can't do that. But if he should say, my land is konam on you, Mamela, he lifts up the shibud. Now you'd say, well, how can he do it? he just said konam. We know the konam is going to get rid of the shibud, but he can't get rid of the shibud in himself. So how can he say konam when we know it's going to get rid of the shibud, which he can't do? But that way of doing it, he's allowed to do. You hear what I'm saying? It's a similar situation here.
Here, she's making a neder. Maybe she can't go get him a nekes. Maybe even if she can't go get him a nekes in and of herself. She can't just say, I don't want to do it, I want to get a nekes. But if she makes a neder that she can't get hana, so memela, now she can't do it and she has to get him a nekes. Meaning that there can be times when even though you can't do something in one way, if you do it in a different way, you can still accomplish the same, you know, totso. I don't know, does it make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what we were suggesting. We'll see the Masech itself, Taka, gets more involved in the dorm, and we'll see this idea how the nether is set up, right? Could make a difference. Right. Let me just think for a second. But what we were coming to talk about is what is the machlokes? The nether itself is chal, and the nether prevents her from being manic, but her shibud is not just limited to her; it's her responsibility, taka, to get it done. Right? Could be that like we're just schmoozing right now. Maybe part of that responsibility is to do it personally, and she affected that much. But the shibud that in general to get it done is still here, and that's why she would have to pay for a meinekes, unless the fact that he was mekayim and he wasn't mefer, you see him involved in the nether, which okay, maybe we'll use Michael's nusuch that by him being mekayim the nether, sakoponim, that means that he's in agreement to the nether, so he's being moichel, he's giving up his rights on that. Since the nether intrinsically,
it's only an agreement that she's also an hanas atzma. He's not in agreement that she's off the hook totally for the chiv to pay for menakas.
Well, we're suggesting that's the machlokes between Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel.
Well, no. See, he wants to know that even if you hold hunais and etzba, but where do you see, you know, if the nether itself could be chal, and it doesn't take off her responsibility to pay, so where do you see in his kiyum the next step on that? Where do you see in his kiyum that her shibud is totally nimchal?
See, I could see a chilek.
That's it, yeah.
After there's a nether, that his being mekayim it will take off her chiyuv. That I could see is that once he's you know, he's saying, good, you know, you could do the net, you know, do that nether, so then, like, he's making a blanket mechila, you know.
So that doesn't bother you. This question
right.
Doesn't bother you.
It's only on the machatchila part to say that she didn't initially have it. That's where I'm having difficulties.
That she should be able to get him a nekes lachila. That's what you mean?
Yeah. Oh. Right. Right. Afterwards, once you have a chalos of a neder, which now he has the ability to stop, and he's actively not stopping it, or maybe even not actively, passively not stopping it. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, he's in this whole mess, and you could say that he wasn't so fine-tuning what he was saying, you know. He was saying, get out of the picture, I'm not interested in your hair. But it still needs that initial leg for her, he has to be Makai Maneder, not that he's mechayim something that isn't a neder.
So you would understand better that so your cheshbonar is that she could or not so you're saying that she could, right? That's how you're going, right? You're going that it has to be that is that right? One more time. You want to have that by making the neder this way, he's not affecting the shibud at all. Is that right? Is that direction you want to go?
Well, her ability to make the neder is because it's not affecting the shibud, and then once we have something to deal with, his being mekayim it could have whatever effects it has, which at the end makes him mechuyev to pay for it. And, I'm not so bothered by that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So when I get to your question, Shlomo seems to be saying that it doesn't bother him so much because he hears how we taka could extend. The keem of the Baal to a more general more of a general response to her nether. That's what he wants to offer, right? You could think about that whether that satisfies you or not. Okay. Let's see.
Even though she actually only answered the Hanan herself, but he wants to say that when he's Mekayim, it is Mekayim for the total, the responsibility from her.
Right. That means that what's lies in his Kiyam is the Mechila, it's not just limited to the narrowness of the, and exactness of the nether itself. That's what he's offering. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, but that's a good horror. It's a good horror. Good horror. Right? And see, maybe we have a different way of understanding it. Yeah?
Before we move on, can you explain the last three words in Tosfos? Four words? Last four words?
If she refused to do her responsibilities, then she's a something of a Loretta's or something. I don't know.
That's what it is. I mean, he's Tetze below Ksuba. Oh, that's because it's below Ksuba.
She's not doing her responsibilities. Okay. She doesn't do her responsibilities. She.
All right, so that's what he gained.
You either do your responsibilities or you go out the door.
Fine. Okay, I got it. I didn't understand what he was gaining, but
he doesn't have to be the Ksuba.
Got it. Yeah. That's what he's gaining, that he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. So that he doesn't have to pay the ksuba, he'll use that saved money to pay for the menekes, I guess. Okay, fine. All right, fine. Shko.
Okay, let's see the Hemshcha Gemara. Fact Mora Kasher, on this dicho, right? The Mora initially thought that according to Beis Shammai, Rosh Hashanah must argue on the Mishnah because otherwise the nether wouldn't be chal. The Gemara was madcha that by saying that really the machlekes is in a different point. Whether who knows an etzva mishneah, and since Rosh Hashanah holds that who knows an etzva mishneah, that's why the nether is chal. Right, without going into all the cheshbonos of the Tosis right now, fret the Gemara kasha on that. V'nifloi b'ksuba ba'almo. Frekta Gemara, if that really is the basis of the machlekes, so why are they arguing specifically in a neder concerning Hanukkah? Zok Rashi, v'nifloi b'ksuba ba'almo. Nodjo melei honesloi v'kaimlo. That, why is it related specifically the nether in Hanukkah? They could have spoken that her nether wasn't a general nether. That would have been sufficient for the machlokes. Why is the is a neder specifically pointing to Hanukkah? So this would suggest that it is a Hanukkah related machlokes, not something which is more general. For oi, more another kash on this. Tanya b'shame irme ene minika. Zok the Gemara that there's a brayse that says clearly. Zok Rashi v'oi tanya gabe hanosh gai kol noshim b'afila b'loy neder. Zok Rashi that this brayse says kol b'shame, you know, it's not concerning that stam. The ikar responsibilities that a husband has, a wife has to her husband, that b'shame argues clearly on that. Right. So the issue of the Gemara was that could we take out of this Raisa of Neder that Beis Shammai argues or not. Zog to Gemara, well, we have another source. Even that's not based on Neder.
I understand the first question, Benifle B'Ksuba B'Alma, because by Ksuba B'Alma, she can't make the Neder. The Neder is not Chal, it's a Shibud. And according to Tosis, the only reason the Neder worked in the first place is because she's not answering Hana, the husband or the baby, or going against her responsibility, she's answering Hanan herself. So we can't have the machlokes by Ksuba B'Alma, because by Ksuba B'Alma, she's going against her real responsibilities. If she's going against her real responsibilities, then the nether would never be chal in the first place.
Okay, that's a good ha'ora. That is a good ha'ora. According to Tosis, the only way the neder could be chal is in a way on herself. Is there a way to make that neder in a general sense that she can't have an awe from him? So that grada could be, let's say, in Hanoah's Tashmish, she have such a thing like that. Right, so it won't. In Melochus, I hear what you're saying. In Melochus,
what about Mizonos?
Okay, maybe that also. Maybe Mizonos also. Right. Zakoparim. So the direction to answer your question is that to find things that she could make the nether, like the way Tosis is saying that she can't find off from him, and it'll affect the shibudim. That the marriage is mechayev, and you know, on that with machlokes whether he has to give ksuba or not. I think we'll also see that in Beis Hashem. So we'll see it in the future. But you're a good point, right? So that's an important cheshbon that you take have to make. Right, that's nice. Nice ha'or. Zot Gemara, El Machvati Masnis Nag Beshamai, Zot Gemara. So therefore, it is the proper way over here is, like we originally said, that Masnis Nag Beshamai, Inochanam Beshamai Taka holds that Nisha is not, the Shibudim do not include Hanukkah. Okay, it's a little late right now, but let's quickly see something over here. There's a Shailah Lishanim about the din of Makira. Rashi said we saw was Imhaya Makira Shaina writes Linik Meacheres. Right? The Gemara says follow this next piece, we'll just see this quickly. Imhaya Makira Ad Kamo Zok the Gemara Ad Kamo. How old? At you know, as he was nursing from the mother, how long that at that point that we could consider it makira And before that, the child is too young to be makir. Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yimei, Amar Abba, Amar Rav, Shloish Chadoshim, Shmuel Amar Shloishim Yoyim, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yechanan, Chamishim Yoyim. Okay, I just want to get to the point over here. We're running late, so I have to just figure things out. But Mura says as follows. Mura says the Ma'aseh. He does look kind of Shmuel. Omar Lei. There was such a shiloh that came, and they made a bedika. They made a bedika whether the child recognizes the mother, as the mother continues on. So the ha'ora is like this. That, I mean, if the din of makira is that he's not going to be yearning from someone else, so, you know, let's just do that. Right? What's the mother saying over whether he's makir the mother, whether, you know, she looks away, covers her eyes. I mean, well, that's not the point. The point over here is whether is he being made from someone else or not. B'chlau, right? And this whole, what are all these shiurim over here, right? I mean, you know, can't you figure that out just by seeing if the child is going to take to someone else? So, if you look at the Tosfos Rid asks all these questions on the Rashi. Here, if you want to see where it is, I hope you all have the same thing down. It's on the Samach Omer Aleph. In the Tosfos Rid, if you go down around 5-6 lines, Umakira, Pirish Hamoira. Now you see that? Mm-hmm. That's Rashi. Rashi says, Sheena writes Linik Meisha Acheres. Ve'einoi Nirali. So that I don't agree with that. Dim Ken, my boy Vad Kamo. What's the Gemara talking about? Ad Kamo, how old? Upligia Amiroi B'Shiyuro, and there's a Machlokes. L'chshir Sheni Chof. It's Miisha Acheres. Oh, it's Nochef Oisov. So it should be just to see what the facts are. Does the child want to take one on earth from someone else or not? How does you know, the different ages play a role over here? Va'oid ha'hid the oisva bedorah denoshi. This ma'is is going to come on. Mad tzarech v'bedikazu nivdek v'nira im yonik mishacheres. So he said mshemochin nirli lefarish sha'apal pi shehu yonik mishacheres. That's not the issue. He is being yonik mishacheres. Im hu makir es imoy koyfin oisa. If he's makir the mother, shekiven shu makira im tani. Tani Cheyu Tikshaloi Predosa Vistakin. That it's not an issue of whether he's being made for something else. I'm saying this, the Gemara is referring to something else. That once the child gets a certain attachment, this Hakora to his mother, then separating his from mother could have a detrimental effect on him. Tikshaloi Predosa Vistakin. That's what the issue over here is. And that's the whole Hemshech HaGemor. Right? So that's how the Tosfos learns the Gemara, that not like the Rashi. Right? You probably had some explanation in the Rashi. I'm sure this question bothered you.
I understood the Rashi, that's stuck what Shita was.
What Rashi means what? That what?
Is that you don't, that Shmuel says you don't go by the age at all. You just see if the, you know, you test it out. Well, the baby, you know, feed by anyone else, or is he dafka?
But even in the mice, is that what was happening there?
I think so, right? That's how I understood it.
I mean, if he'll recognize his mother to be manic?
Right, the kid was passed from mother to mother. She didn't, wasn't interested, and
if he would look up and see her face, he would be manic. And once he wasn't look up to see her, he couldn't see her face, so he wasn't manic. That's what.
Yeah.
I mean, or Rashi has to understand it somehow, right? So as good as it seems like.
And how do you explain the ages also?
So that's the whole thing, is that Shmuel doesn't hold by the age, right? It's the other shitas have set ages, you know, you fill out the, you know, the, you know, you check the rules, but then Shmuel, you know, don't listen to what Rabbi Huda said, Shmuel said, you don't look at the age.
And the previous Amiroim who have ages,
so they have set laws, you know, about at this age, you know.
Right, you don't need to do a vedika according to them. And that's why Shmuel's age was so small, that really...
Well, it wasn't even so small. Is he, you know, he or when he said an age, it was Ladavka.
No, right, I think the way I understood it was that he was saying an age that was so small, he's saying, if the vedika right. comes out this way, even yeah. 30 days, even yeah. zero, even right. 0 days, it doesn't, that's the vedika, you know.
Again, I don't know how it puts... My thinking is by the footnotes or whatever the reading. I don't know, but that's how I understood the Gemara. I don't know if that's, mm-hmm. that's you know, just mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there a different way to understand? Did you understand Rashi differently?
No. You're right. But I mean, because this person is asking is that why, even though maybe that's how it works. That because, see, according to Rashi, he's makir, that has a bearing on whether he'll be manic. He'll only be manic something that he's makir.
I wouldn't say only. I'd say that the two are synonymous. Is that?
That what?
That's what Shmuel means is makir. It means that he'll only nurse. You know, it's not that because he's makir, he'll only nurse. I mean, that's Shmuel's definition of when her responsibility kicks in is when the baby won't nurse, right? So from anybody else.
Right, and maybe it's not even such a kasha on what this mother did. I mean, maybe some babies would nurse. I mean, she thought he would be more likely to nurse if she saw his face, if he saw her face. But, so she hid her face, you know. but maybe Tagi would have nursed anyway from Stam without seeing the face. But when he sees the wrong face, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, Akoponim. This is just a point. A point over here mentioned that Machlokes. Okay.
You're holding back your thoughts. So okay, fine.